Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is book 5 and chapter 13. At this time, too, Rhodo, of Asiatic race, was, as he narrates himself, the pupil at Rome of Tatian, whom we have mentioned above, and composed various books, among others, especially one directed against the heresy of Marcion. He says that it was divided in his time into various opinions, and describing accurately those who had caused the divergence, he refutes the false teaching devised by each of them. Listen then to him when he writes thus: "Therefore they have ceased to agree among themselves, maintaining inconsistent opinions. One of their herd is Apelles, who is reverenced for his life and old age. He admits that there is one principle, but says that the prophecies are of an opposing spirit, and he was persuaded by the utterances of a possessed maiden named Philomene. But others, such as the captain himself, Marcion, introduce two principles. To them belong Potitus and Basilicus. These followed the wolf of Pontus, not perceiving the division of things any more than he, and turning to a simple solution, announced two principles, baldly and without proof. Others, again, passing into worse error, suppose that there are not only two, but even three natures. Of them, the chief and leader is Cineros, as those state who represent his school." The same writer, Rhodo, says that he conversed with Apelles, and states it thus: "For the old man Apelles, when he consorted with us, was proved to make many false statements. Hence also he used to say that it is not necessary to investigate the argument fully, but that each should remain in his own belief. For he asserted that those who placed their hope on the crucified would be saved if they persisted in good works. But as we have said before, the most obscure part of all the doctrine which he put forward were about God. For he kept on saying that there is only one principle, just as our doctrine states. Then, after expounding all his opinions, he goes on as follows: 'And when I said to him, where is this proof of yours? Or how can you say that there is one principle? Tell us.' He said that the prophecies refute themselves by not having spoken the truth at all, for they are inconsistent and false and contradict themselves. But as to how there is one principle, he said that he did not know it, but merely inclined to that view. Then, when I adjured him to speak the truth, he swore that he was speaking the truth, when he said that he did not know how the unbegotten God is one, but that he believed it. But I laughed at him and condemned him, because, though he called himself a teacher, he did not know how to establish what he taught." In the same work, speaking to Callistio, the same writer states that he had been himself a disciple of Tatian at Rome, and he says that Tatian had prepared a book on problems in which he undertook to set out what was unclear and hidden in the divine scriptures. And Rhodo himself, in his own work, announces that he will set out the answers to Tatian's problems. There is also extant a treatise of Rhodo on the Hexameron. Apelles, however, uttered countless impieties against the law of Moses, and in many treatises blasphemed the divine words with no little zeal, as it seemed, for their refutation and overthrow, as he at least thought. So much then concerning these. Here ends book 5 and chapter 13, and now we'll move on to some notes and some commentary. This chapter introduces an early Christian writer named Rhodo, the Asian who had been a pupil of Tatian in Rome. For Tatian and his involvement with a heretical sect known as the Encratites, you can look at the Ecclesiastical History in Book 4 and Chapter 29. Rhodo is said to have composed several works, including one against the arch-heretic Marcion. Citations are given from this work, noting several heretical teachers within the Marcionite movement. And one of his points seems to be that the Marcionite movement wasn't united, but there were many divisions within it itself. Among the Marcionite teachers, There is a man named Apelles mentioned, who was an aged man who taught one principle. Lake in the notes says that this term principle could refer to source of being or beginning or to God. So Apelles was apparently monotheistic. But according to the citation from Rodo, Apelles was influenced by the utterances of a possessed maiden named Philomene. Marcion argued for two principles and was followed by Potitus and Basilicus, and he is referred to here by Rodo as the wolf of Pontus. A man named Cineros is also mentioned among the Marcionite teachers, who argued for three natures. Rodo is cited as having personally spoken with and argued with Apelles. At least two problems among many are noted with his thinking. It is noted that he did not provide arguments to justify his belief in the one principle or the one God, and the main problem is noted is with his theology. And secondly, it is noted that he argued for persistence in good works as necessary for salvation. He also cites Rodo's writings addressed to someone named Callistio, in which reference is made to a work by Tatian on problems, in which Tatian undertook to set out what was unclear and hidden in the divine scriptures. Eusebius also notes a work by Rodo on the Hexameron, or the six-day creation, while Apelles is particularly condemned for his countless impieties against the law of Moses. In conclusion, this chapter reflects ongoing concerns related to distinguishing orthodoxy from heresy. Rodo seems to be a teacher who stood somewhere in the middle of these contentions. On one hand, he describes and refutes heretics like Marcion and the various divisions within the Marcionite movement. But on the other hand, he himself was a student of Tatian, who was considered to have held heretical opinions. And it's a reminder that even the defense of the truth often meant engagement in murky circumstances for the early Christian movement. Well, this brings this episode to a conclusion. I hope this has been helpful, and we will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.